Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear__. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Godsent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
So we cut back in to the beginning of a well-earned sleepover. Jason is still passed out on a bed.
He has now gotten a second blanket put on him, and probably another kiss.
Mitch doesn't know what to do for a sick person, so he left a can of Mountain Dew, like, by his bedside, just as, like, a symbol.
In case Santa visits?
That is what Mitch leaves out for Santa Claus.
Mountain Dew in Doritos.
That's amazing.
He knows Jason doesn't, like, eat regular things. So, like, there's no point in leaving it for, actual sustenance. But he'll, like, leave it as a... Because, like, he knows Jason's going to put it together. Like, this is from Mitch. Mitch tried.
Jenkins brings in pizza.
Yay! MVP! To fill you both in, can I give you a memory?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to concentrate, and I'm going to give them just the memories of what history said about the other Kronos and us agreeing to help.
Okay.
That's it. Just that small section.
Roll me and unleash your powers.
Masks doomed. Playbook.
Oh no.
Yes.
I got an 8.
Awesome. Would you like it to be unstable or temporary, or take a condition?
I'll take a condition, because I feel like this is important for them to know.
Yes. Yes. And it's just history talking about, like, Kronos, he's a really bad guy, and then...
Yeah.
Okay, so you give them this memory, and obviously there were moments within that that kind of interrupted. What is, like, the editing like on this?
So, kind of like in the Adventure Zone, where, like, their memories have, like, static.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's just static in those parts.
Interesting.
Okay, so, you guys have those memories.
I figured it would be easier to show you rather than try and explain. We have to stop Kronos.
Okay.
Specifically, I have to stop Kronos, but I'm going to need all of your help.
Yeah. None of us are doing anything alone anymore.
Well, I mean, I have to occasionally go to the bathroom. I'd prefer to do that alone.
Well, yeah, but, like, the big, super heroic things we don't do alone anymore.
Even though you can't see Kronos' face, you get the feeling that there's, like, a huge smile, like one of those shit-eating grins.
So, step one will be to find this Kronos. Step two, take them down. Step three, party.
Yeah, more pizza. Maybe bowling.
I think it's going to take all of us to take him down. But I feel like I have to be the one to give, like, the killing blow.
But will that kill you?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I really wish we had more than I don't think so, Kronos.
I do have a thought.
Okay.
What if we do away with killing altogether? Here. And Jace whips off his ascot, and he puts it in the middle of y'all, and the owls and olive branches begin to move, and I'm going to use my ascot to show a map of the underworld.
Whoa!
Yes!
Nice!
So here is what we believe the underworld to be. Only one that's ever really been there is Patty, God Ranger Indigo Hades. But what we care about, and he like does the like finger push to like zoom in, and it goes below what is helpfully labeled Tartarus, and there is a cave that is labeled Nyx. This is Kronos' prison, as erected by the Olympians.
Well, I don't want to take Nyx's place. I'm sure they have it set up how they want.
NYX, it's a place, not a person.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's confusing. But we put Kronos there instead of killing them. You stay alive, and they are in prison.
Okay, that's certainly a plan. How do we capture them? Like, how do we get him from wherever he is?
I call my TOs and Tias, and they help. I think we would need to weaken them significantly before my TOs and Tias can perform the rites, but...
I mean, that's a plan.
Now, I don't know how the underworld works. Do we have to be a specific place? Is there like a portal or a ley line or something, or could we do it like just anywhere?
Well, I haven't seen Tia Patty in a long time. But from what I remember, the ritual can be done anywhere.
Okay.
Access to the underworld is not like going through a door. It's more like opening a window. A window that moves or could be moved, or a portable window. I don't know. The analogy fell apart.
So a door.
Maybe.
Okay, so it's just a door without a handle.
I guess.
Okay.
A hole you can close.
So it's like a portable hole from D&D.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that, except with a ritual and...
Okay, cool.
Lots of praying.
Cool. So a very, very elaborate portable hole.
Yes. But we would have to weaken them before that could work.
Right.
And I'm not even sure... I've called a meeting of all of us, the God Rangers, and I would love for you all to come to at least tell them what's going on and what's happening.
Sure. Yeah. When is it?
Tomorrow at noon.
What time zone?
When the sun is in its zenith, wherever they are, they will arrive.
Quick question. Does anybody remember what day of the week it is?
I don't fucking know.
Wondering, like, it doesn't matter.
It's Saturday.
It is, okay.
It is Saturday, because you guys didn't have school. You had school yesterday, because Mitch was sulking after school and playing Assassin's Creed.
Okay, okay. This has been a big day.
It's almost like it was, I don't know, 4 months since we recorded that episode.
No, it was 7 months since I last recorded.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yikes.
Okay, so the meeting's on Sunday. That's all I wanted to know.
Yep, you have to go to church on Sunday. Church just happens to be a number of dudes in color-coded suits.
So church at a Southern Baptist.
Just big hats.
I don't know how to track Kronos. I think we'll have to use me in some way to track him. I imagine your family would have a better idea of how to do that.
Yes, but I also don't want to take this away from you.
I'm going to be there no matter what.
Right, but what history said sounded a lot like prophecy.
Yeah, and I plan on sharing that bit of prophecy with your family.
Okay.
I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm basically going to tell your family not to interfere until we call them.
I think that's wise.
And I will be blunt, and if they try to interject, I have no problem telling the gods to fuck off.
I don't think they would. Odin's asleep. They're the only one that really would, I think.
Just being honest and giving you a heads up that, depending on how tomorrow goes, I may piss off your family?
You're my family, too.
Then I may piss off your other family?
Okay.
There is a knock at the door to the clock tower.
I go to answer it.
When you open it, there is a familiar girl, sort of, to you. Basically in a large, like, grey hoodie with the hood up. Long black hair, green eyes. And it is Iris.
Hi, Iris, right?
She fumbles in her pocket and pulls out a phone and basically shows you, like, the note app.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, thank you for having me here. I know this is weird.
No, believe me, this is not the weirdest thing that's happened to me in the last 15 minutes. Come on in. I'm Kronos.
She extends a hand kind of awkwardly to, like, shake, really unsure of what this interaction is.
I also reach out a hand and shake and be like, I'm sorry, I'm really awkward. Like I said, it's been a really, really busy hour or so.
She holds the phone up again and says, yeah, it's been a weird few hours for me too.
Yeah, so come on in. We have pizza. We have drinks. Jason, Mitch are back that way. I'll take you to them and I'll shut the door and lead her back that way.
Yep, she follows. For someone having never been in the clock tower and, hey, it's bigger on the inside and there's a lot of books, she's just kind of staring, like, wide-eyed at everything as she follows you.
Oh, yeah, I should have warned you. Sorry, this place is weird. It's really easy to get lost. Some of the doorways don't lead where you think they will. So if you need to go somewhere, I'll get a construct to lead you. Don't wander off by yourself, though. I lost a frisbee in here, and I still haven't found it.
She's distractedly, like, kind of nodding along with what you're saying.
Cool. Mitch, Jace, Iris is here.
Iris, hey, how's it going?
Hi, Iris. It's good to see you.
She waves.
Have you heard anything from Aiden or from Sky?
She, like, jumps right to her phone and basically is, like, typing for a long time.
Okay, cool.
And then shows you all, and it says, Aiden, obviously, still in prison. I know Jace was working on that. Sky texted me saying that she was going out of town, like, leaving for good. She had some kind of work come up and basically left me. We kind of had a place together, but the whole thing is, like, completely empty now. So I'm kind of at a loss right now and panicking, like, a lot.
Well, you can stay here as long as you need to. There's plenty of room, obviously.
She types and, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
She goes in to hug you.
I hug her back and then I say, can I totally understand if you don't want to do this, but can I try to interface with your mind? It might be easier than you having to type up stuff.
Could you learn sign language instantly?
That was the follow-up question, was if I do that, could I, like, speak to her, but also learn sign language from her memories?
Fuck. Okay, give me an unleash.
That's cool.
Okay.
This is good. That's shit.
Good one.
Hey, guess what?
Uh-huh.
I get to mark potential.
Buddy.
I rolled a 6 total.
This game had luck in it.
Me too.
Could we spin from the team to help?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have team. Plenty of it.
So I'm going to spend a team to help and just be really encouraging. I know it sounds scary, but Kronos has done it with us before, and it doesn't hurt, and it's usually very helpful.
That will take you to a 7. Unstable, temporary, or take another condition?
I'll take another condition.
Okay, cool. I love this.
Because I feel like unstable right now would be the worst.
Yeah, that would not be great.
She looks kind of like reticent, obviously. And then like with what Jay said, she kind of looks to Kronos and nods. And you reach out. You make like a telepathic link with her. And the first thing you hear in your mind is, what do I sound like? Aiden would never tell me.
Can I echo that back to her? Like exactly that?
Hell yeah, you can.
That's so cool.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like really taken aback by that. And
I have never heard my own voice.
I'm going to send back telepathically. A lot of people haven't, and it usually takes them off guard.
I understand that you're probably joking right now, but I am very serious. Thank you. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, staying here,
Just extremely quickly, could you think about sign language? And I think I can get it through you thinking about it. And then if you want to sign to everybody, I can translate, or you can just think at me and I will translate to everyone else that way. It's up to you, but I want to try and see if I can get sign language from you.
Okay, I will think about sign language. And you have the Matrix moment of, you know Kung Fu now.
Yeah!
So she makes like a gesture at you that is like, did it work?
And I'm going to sign by, yes, I think it did.
Huh.
That is a very strange power that you have.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to it. I'm going to leave this connection open. All you have to do to think at me is this place where you feel my voice. Just think at that spot and it'll come to me.
Aiden's works very similarly.
Okay, cool.
I think Jason... At least Jace has just been watching, like a little bit like a tennis match, but being patient.
Okay, so that was cool.
Oh, I wrote something down on my phone. So I don't know if you had this, but I had a flash of memories. I don't remember much. I just remember this, and she hands you like what is written on the phone. And it just says, help them find Kronos, with a capital K.
Yes, that was my fault. That whole thing was my fault, and I'm sorry you got caught up in it. But if you can help us find Kronos, that would be extremely helpful.
Yeah, I know where they are.
After saying telepathically that I was... She could think of the spot. I've been saying everything to her out loud so that the rest of the group is in on it.
Nice. Yeah.
Thanks.
You know where Kronos is?
She's going to help us find Kronos.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So it is very strange. There is this tower, the Amber Tower. There's a very specific floor that has a strange access place. Aiden and I thought that it was only a place you could get to if you've been there before. There's kind of a space. It sounds very strange, but there is a office space overlaid on top of what is actually in the tower. Does that make any sense?
I think so.
Yeah, I remember this from that brazen deal. I remember that terrible website.
We went there before as a reconnaissance to get some information, and they are there. There's also a very large lab. That is where we got all of the children before.
Wait, I don't think Kronos knows about the children, so I'll kind of look confused at her when she says children.
It's what I'm helping Aiden with, and what the God Rangers have stepped in on. Someone was experimenting on children, and these heroes, and he gestures, they saved them.
Okay. Also, real quick, just because I know someone might say something about it, I am, like, literally just saying everything she thinks at me out loud in addition to my responses.
I got you.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like, well, how do they hear what she's saying?
You're just having both sides of a conversation, like, just kind of angling your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you at least try to say her parts in a German accent?
No,
I just say it as myself.
It just comes out perfectly in a German accent.
I think the first time I did, but it came out awful, so I just stopped doing that immediately.
So, yeah, I know where they are. So, that information has been given to you. Good, that is one last thing I have to worry about. How is the Aiden defense thing going? Can you ask Jace?
Jace, how's the Aiden defense thing going?
It's going well. I've been doing a lot of research, specifically on the Bronze Ballista case. And I believe that we can use that as a basis for what we are going to argue with Aiden. That while, yes, they committed crimes, those crimes were ultimately for the betterment of people and were non-harmful to the community as a whole.
Do you guys remember that other website? Like, not the sham website for whatever that one floor of the Amber Tower building was, but like the God-killing website?
Yes.
Yeah.
I looked up that thing again. I found something saying that all of the, like, the jury has been contaminated for Aiden's trial and Ares is involved. Like, Ares, your computer?
The AI?
Ares knows a lot about Aiden's upcoming trial, but I also read on this website that the jury is being contaminated, which doesn't sound good. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know why. I don't know if that's like they're putting undercover agents in there or if it's mind control or what's happening. But we got that on our plate too.
So it makes me concerned about Ares' security, which I've never had to be concerned about before.
Yeah. I figured like God Rangers would have the tightest security of all.
I mean, you've never been able to break into Ares, right?
Well, I haven't tried. That one seemed rude, honestly, to break into God Ranger security. Like, I'm not that mean. Come on.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you're that mean, but I figured if you couldn't, then nobody could.
Oh, I was too busy working on, like, hacking the mall.
That's fair. Maybe we might have to call for a retrial or a jury purge.
Yeah.
There's definitely precedence for this, but, and Jace, like, pulls out his phone and starts typing frantically into it, taking notes about, like, what he might have to do.
I learned something else today. Like, 4 hours ago.
What?
Okay. Maybe even put the jury on hold for right now, because we've got a more mortal concern coming up ahead of that thing. You guys remember Seth Rydell?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ambassador.
Yeah. She came to my house today after you guys all left, injured, because she said our principal tried to kill her. She says she was staying in a hotel downtown on business. Like, a bomb was sent up to the hotel. She narrowly escaped. She needed me to hack into the hotel records to, like, say that she was in a different room so she couldn't be followed. She says it had all the markings of Principal Silverhawk.
I feel like we should invite her here too, because I think this is going to be the safest place for anyone.
True, it exists out of step with normal dimension, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Can we keep inviting people to the slumber party?
Yes!
Can we invite this alien to the slumber party?
I'm cool with it.
I will keep some voices consistent. Just invite your dad over as well. You know, get everyone in on this.
Dad's in one bunk, and Rupert is on the bottom bunk.
Oh, Rupert and Jason are cuddling.
We're gonna invite every character we've ever met.
No offense, but I feel like having your dad at our slumber party would make Kronos.
Oh, I could invite my mom and she could like bake for us and stuff.
No parents allowed. And that includes Rupert.
Yes, Satri tells one of us cool kids.
Yeah. Invite her over.
I'm going to text her. I don't know if you're familiar with the human concept of a slumber party, but basically, you come spend time with us at Kronos' clock tower. It is restful, it is peaceful, it is safe here. We also have snacks. I understand if you want to stay where you are, but you are very welcome to come join us. We'll watch out for you.
You get a message back. Wouldn't that be kind of weird? Just to have an adult around children.
Only if you make it weird.
Look, she and I hit it off last time.
I'm going to text back, no, you're like our cool young aunt.
Oh my god.
Who's from very far out of town.
Who's so far removed, you treat her like a friend rather than...
Yeah.
You did say it would be safe. This is something that I kind of need right now. You know, with the bomb a few hours ago.
Yeah. We are sheltering all strays tonight.
Where?
Big spooky clock tower downtown. You can't miss it.
Not actually spooky.
The haunted clock tower.
I have seen your Earth, Scooby-Doo. I know what you're talking about.
That's all she's seen of Earth Media is Scooby-Doo.
It's weird that I keep walking down this hallway and it's different. I was expecting the hallway to be like the same door, one after the other.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, here at the clock tower, that could happen.
Yeah. That is finally, very true.
We're going to spoil her. She thinks every background on Earth repeats.
What do you mean every crime on Earth is not committed by realtors or old men?
What do you mean that whenever I pick something up, it doesn't change color before I touch it? What are you talking about?
So you guys have like 6 amusement parks around here, right?
And every oil painting looks the same.
Welcome back to Fifth Watch. Heck, I haven't gotten to say that in quite some time. I want to thank everyone for being patient with us during this break. I know a whole month is kind of a lot just to wait for one episode. I've been kind of sorting out some life stuff, but hopefully we should be back on track to finish out season one and tell many more stories in the future. So I'll get on with all the regular stuff before letting you get back to the show. So if you'd like to find the Lost Library on the internet, we are there on Twitter at Lost Library Cast. If you feel like sending us an email, you can hit us up using lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. And if you're enjoying what you're listening to, please consider leaving us a rating view on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called now, or just wherever you get your podcast from, because that helps other people find the show. Our music, as always, is Save the World by Cambo, available on the Free Music Archive. For this month's High Tide recommendation, I would love for you to go and check out Soul Story. So I had no idea that there was an actual play using the Through the Breach rule set, but since discovering the show and falling in love with it, I would highly recommend going and checking them out. It's a great group of players, as well as a setting that I absolutely adore. And if you don't know much about Malifaux, the game that the role-playing game is based off of, they have a bunch of primers for the background of the world, as well as the main players within the city. So you can find those guys wherever you get your podcast from, as well as on Twitter at SoulStoryPod. I've kept you guys long enough, so please enjoy the rest of this sleepover.
At some point during the slumber party, on his personal phone, Jace texts Mars, and all it says is, I love you, Tio.
Mitch, you get a message from Setradel saying, I guess I'll let my security know I'm going to a slumber party.
Perfect response.
Yes.
And Jace, You get a text a few minutes later from Mars. I love you too. The meeting seems like a good idea. Also, something weird happened. Are you okay?
I'll talk to you about it tomorrow, Tia. I'm okay, and I'm safe. I'm at the clock tower.
Understood.
I send him a selfie of myself, Mitch, Kronos, and Iris, just kind of cheesing at the camera, eating with pizza and stuff, making it look very normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a worrier.
You have to crop out Jason passed out in the background.
He's just a sleepy boy. He's just having a sleepy.
At some point, Jenkins lets in Seth Rydell, who has kind of a similar reaction to Iris, of just like amazement at the library in the clock tower. And when Jenkins leads her over to you guys, is this what all libraries are like?
No, this one's very special.
Is that why it's so safe?
Yes.
We think it exists like halfway between dimensions. Slice of pizza?
Certainly.
I want pizza now. Fuck.
Me too. Damn it.
I may order pizza while we're playing.
Oh yeah, it's earlier for you. You could do that.
Oh yeah.
Yep. It's only 7 o'clock here and I haven't had dinner.
Oof. Go for
it. What time is it for you, Joe? Like 3?
It's 3 o'clock.
God damn.
It's fine.
You are 6 hours. Yay, I got it right. You're 6 hours ahead. It's tomorrow for you.
It is tomorrow.
Wow.
Technically, it's today for him.
It's yesterday for him, for us.
Look, my brain is broken from time.
All of us as well. Mm-hmm. Art imitates life.
You're welcome. So what can I say except you're welcome for fucking up all the timelines.
Well, this place is nice.
Thank you.
Existing out of time is interesting. Also, because I always have to do this whenever Seth Rydell walks in.
She wearing a beautiful suit?
Yeah.
She is wearing a pure white suit, and it's Ooh. Very good.
Nice. You look very nice. If you'd like to change into something more comfortable, I'm sure Jenkins can whip something up for you.
Oh, Mitch, what do our jammies look like that Jenkins brought us?
I definitely have a tuxedo t-shirt that I sleep in.
No!
Yes, perfect.
That was actual genuine rage.
And, I don't know, like, silk pants. Like, silk pajama pants that look like they're supposed to have the top that goes with them.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, didn't I say sometime that Mitch does have, like, super tailored suit-like silk pajamas with, like, lapels? Yeah, forget the tuxedo t-shirt. He's wearing basically Thank a you. Silk lounging tuxedo.
Jace is wearing a tank top that says hang in there that has a kitty on it. And he is wearing sleep pants that are the yummy sushi pajamas from Buffy. So it's got like little little sushi all over it.
I have to ask, what's Kronos's sleepy time outfit?
It's basically a flannel version of their suit.
That's so good.
Wow.
So good and pure.
So Seth Rydell takes a long look at all of the outfits before her. I'm good with this. Thank you for the offer, though.
You're welcome.
Was there a reason I was brought here? I'm sorry, I'm very hazy on what a slumber party is and why I'm even here.
So we're just hanging out. Mm-hmm. However, this is a safe place. And Mitch told us about what happened, and we figured you could hang out with us as well as stay safer than you would if you were at your hotel.
Yeah. Sorry again, our principal tried to kill you.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Do you know of a reason why anyone would want to hurt you, aside from you being an important ambassador? Obviously, that's reason enough for a lot of people, but I mean more specifically. And I don't mean this to be like prying or pressure or anything, but the more information we have, the easier it'll be to figure out motive and possibly a way to move forward with an arrest or...
No, I understand. It has become a pattern. Two of your heroes, as someone explained it, pin a murder on me or actually blow me up. I don't believe I'm doing anything particularly harmful. Working with merging technologies with your people, I couldn't say for certain why. Also, hello, person I haven't met. And then Iris waves.
Oh, this is Iris. Iris, this is Cetridel.
Iris can't speak, so Kronos is her interpreter.
I see.
But when you speak to her, not the interpreter, because otherwise it's a little rude.
I understand. It is a pleasure.
Two heroes, one attempting to pin a murder, one attempting to do a murder. We know Brazen was being controlled. I wonder if Silverhawk was too.
Do you know anything about Principal Silverhawk? Because, like, I've just seen him, like, at pep rallies and, you know, when I'd get in trouble before he learned, oh, this kid's dad will just get him out of everything. I'm not going to bother anymore.
About the same, minus the getting in trouble part. Like, he comes to our events sometimes, and I've seen him around. But he was a Golden Age hero. He probably fought with my mom. On her side, I imagine.
And he probably fought with my dad against my dad.
True.
He's just some old dude to me.
That's okay. Can I do a roll to find out to, well, I just want to go online and look up information about Silverhawk. Do you think that's buried deep enough that I would need to unleash my powers to do it? Or if I just Google this man as, like, a public figure, can I find, like, he lives in the north part of town with a wife and two kids? And
yeah, he's kind of high profile, so you could Google and find out, like, the amount of information you would find about a celebrity.
Okay.
So everything?
A creepy lot.
Yeah, an unsettling amount.
Well, I remember we learned that Brazen kind of had his family used against him, and I'm wondering if that is the case with Silverhawk, too.
Yes. So, doing some Googling, you learn kind of the information that we've outlined already, which is, like, he was a Golden Age hero who basically invented, like, nanotech back in the 60s, because this is a weird timeline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Comic books.
Yeah. He has no known family.
Oh.
He established Silverhawk High after retiring from the superhero life, and that's kind of where he's poured, like, all of his energy over the past 15 years.
How old is he to have done all of this?
Comic books.
I'm just wondering, is he, like, a very old man? Is it, like, physically questionable that he's out doing this stuff?
He's in his 80s.
Yeah, but if he's a super, he probably looks like he's 40.
Yeah.
He's got some Steve Rogers going on.
He is the eternal spryness of a Dick Van Dyke. So, it looks like his motives are a little less clear. I don't know what it is in his life somebody could blackmail him with to hold hostage against him, unless it's the school itself. Like, if he doesn't have a family, he just has the school. Maybe we're his kids. Brazen had three girls.
Right, they could have threatened us.
Silverhawk's got hundreds of kids.
Wasn't that Sterile's plan?
Yeah, he knocked my whole physics class out once.
What if it's Sterile?
Wouldn't put it past that guy.
When I came up here to confront him when I was looking for Kronos before all of this happened, he said specifically that he had infected the school and that he could kill them if he wanted to. If this jury has also been infected, Sterile's behind this.
Okay. All right, we need to get to Kronos and we need to get to Sterile.
Kronos, in your head, you hear Iris. Well, all of his labs are inside the Amber Tower.
Apparently, all of Sterile's labs are inside the Amber Tower.
Oh.
So it's capture many birds with one Pokeball.
Sounds like it.
Get a whole flock of Pidgeys.
Our one-stop shop for bad guys.
Well, this makes things more complicated. Hang on. and I'm going to text Gwen a novel.
Gwen gets everything that has just happened.
Basically. Like, if they're asleep, or if they're not looking at their phone, or their phone is dead, they're going to turn it on, and it's going to be like 25 unread messages from Jace.
So, Satchardel kind of looks between all of you. Is talking about murderous principles and infected people how slumber parties usually go?
No. Usually people play truth or dare.
Unless you're talking about a horror movie.
But this is kind of par for the course for us.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that.
Yeah.
We could watch a scary movie.
I'm down. I
mean, we're living in a scary movie right now, but...
We could prank call Rupert.
No, but we should call him and just say hello, because... But we shouldn't just, like, hang up. That's just mean.
So we end the session with you guys calling Rupert.
And Mitch is trying to hang up, but Jace is just like, I love you.
I'm so sorry. I have so much paperwork to do. Do you have any idea where Jason is? He hasn't come home.
He's with us. We love you. Okay, bye.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.